It's the pre-match warm-up. It's John Gibbons hosting again. Mr. Ian Ryan will be back later in the week. He's sending me content ideas and all sorts. Tell you he is absolutely raring to go. But before all that, I'm hosting pre-match warm-up. For this one, I'm joined by Sean O'Donnell, by Pete Bolster and by Andy Heaton. And we're going to talk about the Fulham game. And I'll start with you, Peter, to first leg that puts us in a good position. You know, we'd love to put the tie to bed and things like that. But, you know, going in with any lead with this Liverpool team, you know, makes you feel confident. Confidence as a starter.
Absolutely. Really confident. I think I seen a stat the other day that every time we've won at home in the League Cup semi-final, we've always advanced to the final. So we really should be confident. But I like the fact that it's only 2-1. There's something still riding on the game. And I think Liverpool need to go there and go and put a performance out. They can't just, like, if it was 3-1, you think, oh, well, they're through and they might be a bit more relaxed and be in second gear. They know they have to go there, they have to perform. We know Fulham, it's a semi-final for them. They don't get to semi-finals. They just had the break at the weekends, so they're really up for it. They'll fancy themselves. They beat Arsenal recently. They beat West Ham a few weeks ago by a big score. They'll fancy the fact that Liverpool... Listen, we know that we don't lose football games, but at some point... There'll be a chink in our armour, and Fulham will be riding that wave, and they'll be seeing themselves as this monumental victory away. They're potentially playing Chelsea in the final as well, which is their rivals. I mean, if it was in their dressing room, I'd be rallying the troops. So I'm sure Silva will be doing the same.
Yeah, it's a big game for them. I think that needs to remember, and does it, and Andy, and we saw that in the. In the first leg, you know, that their end goes mad when they score, and they're sort of really up for it. And listen, Liverpool will want to, you know, get to a final as well, and we'll come on to that, you know, what it'll mean for this Liverpool side to sort of get to a final. But you've got to remember as well that, you know, they're going to come with a certain level of intensity to this, because, you know, they want to reach a final. They maybe, you know, some of these players are thinking, well, this might be the last chance to get to one, so they're not going to, you know, leave anything on the pitch.
No, I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's set up nicely. We go in with a 1-0 advantage, and it's a zero-sum game, isn't it? The draw, there is no draw, if you will. So it sets up to be a cracker. I don't know, you know, ideally you don't want to go one down, but I think something that would set the game on fire is if Fulham did start well. I think you're spot on, absolutely massive for them. I think, you know, it kind of puts into perspective that maybe we, whilst not taking it for granted, it just feels like, oh, another game for Liverpool, where with this one, you're quite right, it's huge for them. I think it's like one of their biggest fixtures since the Europa run under Hodgson.
That's right, yeah.